Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. After the UK's vote to exit the European Union, many are left wondering what that will mean for trade policies. John Morimarco is the managing partner of BW 166 LLC. The name serves as a tribute to John's grandfather, Giuseppe Morimarco, who immigrated to the US and acquired Bonded Winery 166 in Los Angeles during Prohibition. John talked about how Brexit will affect the wine market.
The UK pound has dropped in value versus almost every currency. What that will drive is that the UK will not want to raise their price in British pounds, so we'll probably have them driving to any exports to the UK from the US. They will want to have a lower price in US dollars. That will be tough for producers to do in the US.
John went on to explain the effects of Brexit on wine imports to the US.
Now those Europeans are going to say, well, I don't want to sell at that price to the UK. I'm going to go try and sell more in the US. So it'll put actually more pressure on imports coming into the US. So you kind of have a double whammy for wine. That, you know, you could have difficulty in exports with people wanting to drop price, even more increase in people wanting to import into the U.S. because they've kind of lost the margin in one of their key markets.
More news after this.
Duarte Nursery, the leader in containerized almond tree production, has leading clonal hybrid rootstocks available for delivery fall of 2016 and spring of 2017. You can order Hybrid Hansen Bright Hybrid 5 BB106 containerized trees from Duarte Nursery and get your orchard off to the very best start with the cleanest plants and best genetics. Call Duarte Nursery at 1-800-472-3833. That's 1-800-472-3833.
In other news, Brad Gehring is a fourth-generation grower in the Lodi area and owner of Gehring Vineyards. Now that the overtime bill is back again in the form of AB 1066, it's caused some concern among not only employers, but also farm workers. Gehring noted that his employees have already expressed their opposition to the proposed bill.
And our employees have told them they want to make an honest living, they want to teach their kids how to do the same thing. Our employees have taken it one step further. We overheard them telling the legislators that they're not even in favor of any of the entitlement programs because that's not the way to make an honest living that they want for their kids.
A substantial amount of farm workers have voiced their opposition to the bill to legislators. However, those voices are being ignored.
The urban legislators are turning their backs on our employees, and this is all about unions and CRLA.
You're listening to California Ag Today.